Welcome into the End the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development, as we take a look at the late pick four at Churchill Downs as the fall meet has started up there. And Jim, we will begin with the first of three stakes races. It's the Grade 3 Iroquois for two-year-olds. They'll go a flat mile here, and Comport's going to be the big favorite. Can you beat him?
When I first went through the races, I had Comport as a single. I went back and looked at it again. I went back and looked at Nothing Personal's race at Colonial. Extremely impressive. What are you running against at Colonial as opposed to what Comport has faced in two stakes races at the Bachelor Manor and the Juvenile at Ellis Park? Probably not as good, but he was very impressive. And Greg Compton is a good trainer at Delaware and Colonial and the eastern part of the country. Doesn't come to Churchill that often. But this horse seems to fit in here. 76 Buyer, first time out. Antrax, the horse that ran second, came back and won next time out. So, 7 furlongs, good debut. I think he's got a shot at the price. Comport is going to be the obvious favorite in here, and, you know, could be at least an early talking point or talking horse for the Kentucky Derby. And I'm also going to use Will Walden's horse in here, just because Will Walden beats me a lot. He put this horse in a good spot. This horse is broke his maiden at Ellis Park with a not very impressive 53 buyer, but he won. He beat 11 horses. And he came out of one hole, didn't get that good a start, and overcame that. So I believe that a 53 buyer with a bad start, 11 horses, in first time out at Ellis, probably is a better race than that. He's come back and worked really good. And I think I give Boast a shot as well. So I'm going to go three deep in here. Comport is the obvious favorite, but I think Nothing Personal and Boast have a shot.
Thought I was going to sneak Will Walden's horse by you there.
Nope.
That's who I took on top. I thought, and I think Comport's obviously the horse to beat, but I thought if I can beat a favorite in this sequence, that might be the horse, Vost. I like the fact that he debuted at 7 furlongs. That's a big ask, and usually it's horses that people think a lot of. Horse broke slow, never really relaxed, and still won in hand, I thought. And I think he could improve a lot off that race. So I think he's a two-year-old with a lot of upside, so I took a shot there. Comport is the other one. I ended up stopping there to keep my pick four budget where I wanted it. If I added another horse, it would be Nothing Personal. And so when I give you the ticket, if somebody scratches somewhere else and it opens up a little on the budget, then consider using Comport Nothing Personal as a third horse in this race. Let's move on to the Open Mind. Phillies and Mares 3 and up at 6.5 furlongs. How'd you see that one?
I thought this one was a little bit easier to decipher. I think it's a two-horse race here. I think I almost singled Impel. I almost started out single, and just spread in the last two races, but I didn't do that. Impel, coming off that really tough race at the Groupie Doll, beat Regaled in there, and maybe should have won a little bit easier, but she hadn't been in great form this year. She ran a little bit better last year as a three-year-old, but out of that race, I think she moves forward here, cutting back to 6.5 furlongs, going to be coming at the end, and Jeru rides for Brad Cox, so I think Impel is my top choice, but I'm also going to use Positano Sunset for Ian Wilkes. If she runs back to the Madison last spring, she's going to win this. It's a 100 buyer, and she was 14-1 that day, and then they tried her in the Distaff, Derby City Distaff, on Oaks Day, and she ran up the track, but she wasn't going to be Copy on that day anyway, and Ways and Means was in that field, so there's no... That's not going to happen today, and I think Positano Sunset is the other horse that has a shot. I think the others would have to really step up a lot to beat those two. Taxed would be my third choice if I use the third one, but I'm going to stick with Impel barely on top of Positano Sunset.
I saw it exactly the same way you did, with Taxed as my third horse, but I'm just going to go too deep. I just like that improvement in the buyer from 75 to 88 in the Groupie Doll for Impel, and I thought won the race with more left in the tank. And Positano's Sunset has been off for a little while, so maybe the recency edge will give a little bit of an edge to Impel. 10th race is the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, 3-year-olds and up at 6 furlongs. I ended up going 5 deep here. I took Nash on top. I'll just draw a line through the race at Saratoga with the trouble at the start. He never had a chance. Now, the previous race was a 108 buyer at Churchill Downs. I think people may look at that and think sloppy track. It's a fluke. It's an outlier. But this horse was well regarded from the start. Went into a grade 3 off a maiden win and seems to have been improving back this year as a 4-year-old. And if it's improvement and not the sloppy track that moved him up and that 108 is legit, that's good enough to win this. And he's run well at Churchill. So I'm going to take Nash, and I think people might discount that 108 a little bit because of the slop, and I might get a little bit of a decent price. Plus, the competition that he's going up against, world record, 4 starts, 2 wins, a second and a third at Churchill, and you know, has kept top-class company. Bentornado was the runner-up by a half a length in the Breeders' Cup Sprint last year, his first out since then, so I assume this is just a tune-up to try to go back there and get the money this time. Roll on Big Joe's 2-for-2 at Churchill, so I'm going to put that one on the ticket. And then Skelly never seems to run as well away from Oaklawn Park, but just in case he does, he's run races good enough to win this on his best day at Churchill, so I want him on the ticket too, is more defensive than anything. How'd you see the Louisville Thoroughbred Society?
Yeah, I saw it just like you did. I'm going to go 6 deep instead of 5. So I guess the one that I'm going to take that you didn't mention is Little Nye or Little Knee and I for Mark Cassie. And I just think this one might fly under the radar a little bit. It's come back in 25 after a long layoff. He ran in October of 24, then didn't make his 25 debut his 4-year-old season until July 12th, but almost won an optional $100,000 race at Saratoga, then came back and won a $100,000 optional race. So I just think that he's 4-for-8 lifetime, had a 101 buyer as a 3-year-old at Monmouth in the Jersey Shore, only lost by a nose to Book of Dano. So Book of Dano in here would be probably 2-to-5 if I had to guess. So I think Little Knee is the upsetter in here. The other 5 that you mentioned, I agree with Nash, Skelly. Bentornado is interesting. They brought this horse back here after he ran, church at Charlestown and Parks, and now he's going to try a bigger circuit. I mean, he almost shocked the Breeders' Cup Sprint last year, 28-to-1, only got beat by Straight No Chaser. So I guess he's going to have a couple of races here. Maybe we'll run at Keeneland after this. I'm not sure, but he's a threat, obviously, from his back class. But world record would be the one. If you maybe pick one horse, I would take world record as a favorite in here.
And that gets us to the last leg of the late pick 4, and it's a maiden race at 6 furlongs for 3 and up. How'd you handicap this one?
Well, I wish they'd put it as the 8th race and move their 3 stakes to the 9th, 10th, and 11th. Because, you know, you got some first-time starters in here that you don't know anything about, and you'd like to see what the tote does. So your other option is to go deep and just try to work on connections. I went 5 deep in here. The horse that I probably would favor just because of the 2 good races, but the last one was March of 25, is Hitchcock for Peter Erton. Had a 77 buyer in a race at Colonial, went off at 3-to-5. Got beat by Verifier, who came back and won easily next time out. So Hitchcock would be my favorite in here. Got to use Barker for Chris Davis. Second race, tried at Kentucky Downs on opening weekend down there and went off at 21-to-1 and wasn't really in the race. Don't know if he wants the turf or it was just taking a shot at the big money down there. Torment for Eddie Kennedy. Lots of works here, and Eddie's 11% first-time starters, and I thought just connections here were worth a shot. Let's see, the 7 Nuance for Chad Brown and Tyler Gaffleon. All I got to say is Chad Brown and Tyler Gaffleon, and that makes sense. And then En Fuego for Rusty Arnold and Luis Saez, and this one had a really nice workout at Churchill on September 7th, 48-1 for 4 furlongs, so might be cranked for a good start here for the Rusty Arnold barn. I'm going to stop there. If you need me, call me Le Perouse riding, but Jason Cook is a really kind of obscure trainer, so I'm not going to use that one. I'm going to stick with those five and just hope to close out the big four.
I ended up taking Subcito on top, if he can draw in. Just missing in that debut at Saratoga in the 85 Buyer. Hitchcock I liked also, ran well in both of those starts. Has been off since March. Barker, the two with Jose Ortiz, and the cutback from a one-mile race at Kentucky Downs. I'm putting that one on the ticket. And then three first-timers. Nuanced for Chad Brown and Gaffleone, Crazy Diamond, Dallas Stewart and B.J. Hernandez, and In Fuego, Rusty Arnold and Saez. So three first-timers, three with a little bit of experience, six deep, and it leaves me to a $60 ticket, 7-8 with 4-6, with 1-2-3-5-10, with 2-4-7-8-9-13. And if you get a scratch or two in one of those last two legs, maybe consider adding Nothing Personal on the front end of the ticket in the Iroquois. How'd you build your ticket?
Well, I had a very similar ticket, but when I added in the extra horse on the Will Walden horse on the first race, I went 1-7-8 with 4-6, with 1-2-3-5-7-10, with 1-2-4-7-9, and that's a $90 ticket.
Well, if we've done good handicapping, there's a sounds like a pretty good chance that maybe we'll both hit it and listeners will join us in the win cash line. So we'll see.
That would be good.
If we can pull that off and start to build up that bankroll for the Keeneland fall meet that is just around the corner. Got Woodbine's got the million, or the not the million, but the Woodbine Mile on Saturday. So that is always a nice card up there. There's a couple of grade ones for two-year-olds that have been pretty productive Breeders' Cup preps over the years that are also on that card up at Woodbine. And then out west, Santa Anita's not starting back, I think you said, Jim, until the 26th. So they're at Los Alamitos now. So best of luck wherever you're playing. And we will be back next week for another edition of the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.